This is HPR episode 2485 entitled, The Alien Brothers Podcast, S01E05, I Saw the Invisible Man by The Alien Brothers Podcast, ABP. It is hosted by The Alien Brothers Podcast, ABP, and is about 77 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Casper and Drew Tiger discuss the now old by internet standards news of New York Times piece about real.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
The Alien Brothers Podcast with Casper and Radiger.
Thank you for tuning in. This is the Alien Brothers Podcast.
It sounds like we just kicked it off.
Oh, this is the Alien Brothers Podcast with Casper and Radiger.
Feel that tone.
Oh,
man.
God.
A happy holidays to everybody from the Alien Brothers Podcast. Casper just wants to wish everybody a happy holidays from the Alien Brothers Podcast. Casper just wants to wish everybody happy holidays from Alien Brothers. Casper and Radiger here with you.
Oh yeah!
Oh, there he is.
Oh yeah!
I thought I lost him. There he is.
You'll never lose. Never say never. Never say never. Happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday to you, Radiger.
Happy holiday to you, Casper.
Happy holidays, Radiger. It's the time of the season when Radiger.
Happy holidays to the most important person one can wish a happy holiday to, our President of the United States, Donald Trump. Seriously, though, happy holiday to the most important person we can say happy holidays to you, you listener. Don't let my hyper right wing politics get in the way. Although to call Donald Trump right wing would be a fallacy. So, this is a monumentous.
I can't wait to talk with Glad too about politics instead of you.
This is the Alien Brothers Alien podcast. Brothers it's podcast. It's not a different podcast.
Thank you for tuning in with the Alien Brothers. This is Casper and Radiger.
But it is in some ways different. We're in this will be our version 3 recording configuration.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I like version 3.
Shall we let the listeners in? Shall we take them on a trip?
A little bit. Little trip.
That's code for don't talk. So version 1 listener was Casper and Radiger on beach vacation. What a great beach vacation that was. Thank you. You're so good to me. That's why I needed it that time. I think I just started at the grocery store there.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. That was
so. Yeah, I was the closest to killing myself then than I've been since I tried to kill myself.
Since the last time I'd seen you.
Yeah. So since January, but yeah. So that in that case, we were both recording into our mobile devices. Then we post-produced them together, and since then I post-produced them. I have full responsibility for the poor sound quality. I did take my Afrin tonight, so hopefully we'll do our best. Version 2 was when we were doing the doubleheader configurations. We were recording, each of us were in a different location, and we recorded on our own individual devices and then mixed it together into one. And now, for the first time ever, we are recording from Casper's studio, which needs a name, or I don't know its name. And we're recording kind of like big boys.
Slanty Chanty 2.0.
Slanty Chanty 2.0. Casper is the proud owner of a slightly used iMac 5K.
Retina display.
5K Retina that's running. Some might say it's very similar in configuration to the one we were doing post-production on previously. But now we're recording in big time, real time.
Big time, real time, live.
Thanks to your dual channel audio, ProSonus audio input. We got two inputs, not one.
If anyone wants to get started on a limited budget, start recording, I would highly recommend the ProSonus 22 VSL. Great product, very cheap. Can get them for like $130. If you want to give your money to Jeff Bezos, but I would strongly recommend that you go to your local music store, if there's one in your area and it hasn't closed down yet, and figure out a price that's negotiable, you know, between what Jeff Bezos and his slaves will give it to you for, or and what the music store has to sell it for so that they can remain open, which is what I did.
I'll do a plug for Sweetwater Music. So if you want to buy music related stuff online, they're great to work with. They have outstanding customer service, not just pro audio, but consumer and prosumer stereo equipment as well. Sweetwater.
We're picking up radio interference.
What's that?
To hear the radio?
Is that the radio, or is that just some background noise in your house? Hey, Mike?
No, that's radio interference. Actually, it comes out of this thing. Hold on. Studio check, cross check. Yeah,
it's, yeah, you have a lot of,
I have a lot
amplification
of
in here.
It's the tower of power.
Are you sure it's not the Pikachu clock?
Not anymore.
What,
it's not.
Now, what did he do to deserve that?
Well, I had to catch them all, and then I had to throw one.
Radio Brothers Podcast, December 23rd.
Alien Brothers Podcast, December 23rd with Casper and Rediger here on Hacker Public Radio. Thank you for listening.
What network is that?
That's Hacker Public Radio. And we'd like to thank all of the volunteers for working so graciously with us in our uploading incapabilities and our spans and our divs. It's tough.
Now, whose fault is that, really?
That's all mine. But I'll tell you this.
That's unnecessary. I mean, that's all.
No,
that's all
no,
I need.
It's Casper's fault.
That's all I wanted to hear.
That I took responsibility for my poor, I did not RTFM on the upload in the show notes. You know, if we could spread the show note load around a little bit rather than using alphabet clouds.
Well, if you got a better idea for collaborative show noting, I'll lay it on me.
Well, they prefer HTML5.
That's fine. So HTML5 is a web page rendering protocol. What does that have to do with document collaboration?
It has to do with when I would go to export from Google Alphabet Cloud to HTML. When I save it as an HTML, it's got a lot of spans and divs. And the volunteers at Hacker Public Radio do not take kindly to spans and divs.
Can't we just global search and replace all those spans and divs?
I guess so.
Like real, like as if we worked in technology. Okay, we'll find another platform with fewer spans, fewer dibs, and 100% more HTML5.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tim and Eric reference.
Awesome show, great job.
Awesome show, great job. Hamburgers and hot dogs too. I like parties. I like fun. I want to live in a hamburger bun.
Yeah, we're fans.
Salome.
So since the last time we did Salome. The podcast, have you caught up with any more Hacker Public Radio podcasts?
No, direct me.
I listened to a bit of Clatoo's stuff. He had some listener feedback he was responding to because he is the man. He's got a podcast. He's got his own website. He's got listener feedback. He's got a whole episode of listener feedback.
He's got penetration.
Deep.
He's penetrating the markets.
Deep. Wide.
He's changing things. Thick.
It's...
veiny.
Okay, this is the Alien Brothers podcast with Casper and Rutiger. And as Casper, we...
It's going to be a short one, so just wanted to let you guys know. No worries about length. You know, I know we've been running long, running hot. But no concerns on that. We're learning our lesson. We're reining it in because we know it's too much.
It is.
The toll is too great.
You got to pay the toll if you want to get into the boy's soul.
Plans for the holidays? Casper?
Buy nothing. Christmas.
That's very, very much like you.
You're welcome.
And I bought little.
I only bought what was needed to be bought.
Yes. What Casper's referring to is to help me stay in my rip-off debt management plan, he agreed to do something he didn't need to do, which is buy the iMac I've been trying to sell on an unnamed local sales site piece of shit called Let Go.
Just let it go.
just let it go. Let it go. Hey. What does that mean?
Let's reel it in.
All right. So you're going to spend time with your family on in a commercial free
zone.
Nice.
Except for potentially Pandora commercials.
Okay.
I did buy a subscription for a year for my parents at one time, but they don't really care.
For which radio?
Pandora.
Yeah.
Just because they listen to it enough, but they've transitioned to AccuRadio or something radio. They get it for free on T-Mobile. I don't know.
Good.
So they've been using that more.
Good.
And that's actually on that platform that I heard Slint before we went to the beach.
That's crazy.
And I heard Good Morning, Captain. And I said, I remember this from when I was about 10 years old. This rings a bell, but I can't place the name of the band or the song. And I went and looked at it and I said, okay, Spiderland. And then later on, I was taking another note in my phone and I said, oh yeah, that's right. And so that's what turned me on to Slint, which got me back into the Sonic Youth and now in the Pavement.
So Sonic Youth split up, right?
If you're talking about the two lead singers who were married and had a kid for a long time, yes.
But the band's done, right?
Yes.
I know Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon are no longer married. I didn't know if the band continued.
No. Thurston Moore is with his own band.
Yes.
He did not pull a quote Smashing Pumpkins quote and Billy Corgan it up. Try turning off the amp for a second. Oh, magic. Thurston Moore, he's got a band and it's like Thurston Moore and his band. That's what it's called. They were playing at some place in an unnamed location.
Thurston Moore and the Tone Voyagers.
Okay.
And the Feedback Loop.
And the Rutiger Commentary. And I don't know what Kim Gordon's doing, but I'm sure it's musical and wonderful.
Lee Ranaldo.
That would be one thing. So our topic for today.
All right, let's bring us in. Let's bring it on home.
Reeling it in.
Time to bring it on home. What's today's topic?
Oh, hey. Oh. It's okay.
It's fine.
I'm not offended.
No, why would you be?
We've gone over this in previous podcasts, but
dulcet tones of iOS are too much for your delicate constitution.
Yes. Anytime one of those goes off on any social media platform, YouTube, live stream thing, it just annoys the crap out of me. I'm like, come on. Okay. You're doing a show.
It's all done.
You're doing a show.
All taken care of.
All right. I wasn't complaining. I was just saying for quote, professionals, quote, I thought it was just, I think it's ridiculous. So, anyway.
I haven't seen the first dollar from this. Other than the tremendous karmic value it provides. But we have a topic. You introduced it to me to it, and I'm ready to...
I was surprised you were not aware.
Well, I'm aware fundamentally of what the topic is suggesting. I didn't know that there was new non-data on it, but you want to introduce that there were new blurry images and vague assertions associated with it. So, or I can do it.
Yeah, if you just want to give a summary of what
the... Here's the summary. The New York Times on December 16th wrote an article about a government program shut down in 2012 called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which I'm going to guess is something like ATIP. It ran for 5 years. It had a very limited budget of $22 million out of our $600 billion defense budget, and its goal was to explore in extremely vague, not really revealed ways, visitors from... I guess specifically extraterrestrial visitors, as opposed to the general topic of things we can't explain. I think their focus was specific on alien flight activity or other material activity. So
that's what they seem to be suggesting.
The lead officer was a guy named Luis Elizondo, who resigned in protest midway through this year. Because he felt that what they had collected hadn't been, was being kept too secret and wasn't being released to the public. This program got kicked off back in, whatever I said, 2007 or so, spearheaded by Harry Reid, who retired last year, Democrat Nevada, along with Daniel Inouye from Hawaii and Ted Stevens from Alaska. The prior two are dead, by the way, and Harry Reid is retired. So that's apparently all the evidence we need that this is that the truth is out there. A retired senator and two dead senators. But most of that $22 million annual funding was... and this will be the shocking part of it, funneled into a friend of Harry Reid's named Robert Bigelow, who's a real estate mogul and UFO wacko in Harry Reid's home state of Nevada. Bigelow, you may or may not know, is a...
Deuce?
Bigelow Tees. He was a current / former real estate mogul billionaire who has a lot of interest in alien... involvement on Earth, meaning extraterrestrial involvement on Earth. He's also launched a couple of basically dirt inflatable habitats. I think they're called Genesis 1 and 2 that are still up there doing tests or shooting webcams or doing podcasts, whatever they're doing.
Back in the day, we called those bouncy castles.
So... the content I got out of that article was, I guess, to make people aware of this. I didn't do any additional research to see if it was somehow secret. It was a public line item in the budget. It was not a classified program, but it's at $22 million a year out of $600 billion. You'd be like hard pressed to find it. Supposedly its main deliverable is some 490-page document that has still not been released to the public. And this is where I turn it over. Why did you want to talk about this?
One other thing I thought, did you look at Tom DeLonge and his involvement to the stars?
Yeah. So Tom DeLonge, I can't remember if he was the bass player or guitar player for Blink 182. And he booted up, he invested $200,000, I think, into some program to get people and kids involved in fringe research. Fringe meaning you're shaking your head. So no, I guess I didn't get what the...
No, yeah, yes.
So, so he invested a couple hundred grand in a self-promotion media production enterprise. Disguised as some kind of involve the children for training thing. What's the correlation?
Correlation is that at about the same time or shortly before, the New York Times, who is our trusted media source, reference Iraq weapons of mass destruction. So the New York Times disclosed this, which I thought was interesting, because the status quo has always been these things do not exist. Or if they do, the men in black come, and then you don't see the people anymore. And, oh, man, I'm out of rocket fuel. Okay.
That's all right. We can take a break.
No, it's okay. I don't need more rocket fuel. I should probably sleep tonight.
All I'm saying is that if you need to take a break to get some more brewing, I can take us on a sonic journey solo. until you get back. We don't have to have dead air, and we don't have to break it up. That's all I'm saying.
As is the motto of Hacker Public Radio, any audio is better than no audio.
Except dead air.
That would be no audio.
Great.
And I like big audio. Dynamite.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get your game on.
That's Smash Mouth.
I'm sorry. I get them confused all the time.
Wow. Wow.
Might as well be walking on the sun. That's big audio dynamite, right?
Smash Mouth. Are you?
I want someone else to get me through this semi-charm kind of life.
Third Eye Blind.
Flies in the Vaseline.
Just stop, Stone Temple Pilots. Stop. Stop. Please stop. Please. It's really offensive to both Mick Jones, the lead of Big Audio Dynamite, and also the previous band, which he started and then was kicked out of, The Clash, who you may be familiar with.
I am.
Okay, good.
Because they're an important band.
They are an important band, and some would say Big Audio Dynamite is equally as important, because even though they are less known, because they were the first to include movie audio clips in their music. Wikipedia, look it up, confirm it.
I believe you.
It's true.
What audio clips?
Clint Eastwood movies.
And like Tightrope?
No.
Like Unforgiven?
Like the Clash album, Give 'Em Enough Rope.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember the front of that, where they got the guy laying there with the rope and the guy on the horse, and the Clint Eastwood movie that starts out where he basically brings in a guy that has a warrant out, he picks up the money, and then right before the guy hangs, he shoots the rope, and then the guy falls on a horse, and then Clint Eastwood saves the guy from being hung, so he gets the money and gets the guy, and then they go to another town and do the same trick over and over.
Did they ever use any samples from Million Dollar Baby?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check out Big Audio Dynamite and Big Audio Dynamite 2, its competitor.
I'd recommend starting with Big Audio Dynamite. This is Big Audio Dynamite, their seminal album.
Okay.
Arguably their best.
And the key thing there is they integrated pop with movie samples.
If you want to call it pop, sure.
Pop rock.
Electric.
Kind of like a rock. Fusion, kind of like a reggae, like a dance rock, really.
Dance rock, reggae.
Dance hall, dance, rock. Yeah. And samples.
Yeah.
And now we can't fucking escape that.
Yeah.
It's basically what all music is.
It was prophetic.
Okay. So we have...
How many movie samples and things, I mean, do you hear and...
You can't... That's what I said. You can't escape them.
And the first band to do that... Bad.
Well, since you brought it up, as a digression, we could play a little quick game before we get back to the topic at hand. We could go back.
We do digress.
That's
the way we. Will.
If anyone's going to listen to this, they have to somehow find it.
Expect it.
Charming or they're hate listing. Either way, it's fine. We get paid by the downloads.
You know, so hate listening is on the rise. If you've seen anyone watch the news lately, hate watching, that's what it's all about. So. If they're gonna hate, let's bring it on.
That's what haters are gonna do, I hear.
Yeah,
that's the word on the street.
That's what they say.
So let's go back and forth just real quick. I don't think it'll be a long game. I'll name a song with a movie quote in it, and then you do one, and I do one, and then the one of us that can't do the next one loses.
I'm gonna lose.
But you have big audio dynamite. You have this wealth to pull from. You know. Okay, and I'm not even going to ask that you name the. You don't have to name the
band. Quote.
You don't have to name anything. It's just back and forth. So I'm going to do Ministry, the song Thieves. Now it's your turn. You just got to name
big audio dynamite equals MC squared.
Okay. I can't think of one. So you win. So yeah, their influence is profound. I of course can think of lots of them, like Jesus is My Hot Rod or New World Order. Wow, that tuning machine caught that guitar, man.
It's hanging on by a peg.
It's hanging on by a tuning machine. Tuning machines. Heavens to Betsy, I've invented a tuning machine.
To bring the listeners in here, the reason why we're digressing...
You're sensing conspiracy.
...to such a large degree is because we're excited. We're excited to be together.
Yeah, doing this podcast, man.
I noticed that episodes 2, 3, and 4, where we were doing them via telephone protocol, a lot of sarcasm, a lot of things. We would not understand what was going on, and it was due to eye contact. We wouldn't have hand signals and all those things. Yeah, like that one. That's the big one. They call that the bird.
Well, if you're referring to you constantly cutting me off, then yeah, you haven't done
what?
You haven't done much of that yet, and there hasn't been the arrival, the arrival of our quote unquote producer yet. But I'm sure it'll happen in time
when you least expect him.
Yeah, I can't. I am simultaneously looking forward to and utterly terrified of seeing Gerald. And I do, now that I'm thinking about it, you don't know this, listener, I threatened to also video record this. Just to bring, that's a good point, actually. Just to, you know, up the level.
There could be an elf on the shelf.
Well, I still am wondering what that thing is over there in the corner.
It doesn't do anything.
It's making me wonder what it is.
I just worked for a firm for 8 years, that's all.
So
has anybody seen the movie The Firm? Do you remember that? Before Tom Cruise?
The Tom Cruise film based on the Grisham book?
Yep.
Nope. I mean, people have. I have not.
Oh, okay.
But I was threatening to do a video, and I wish I had now, because when this paranormal Gerald activity happens, I want proof. So when they find my body dead in a rictus of terror, a la The Ring, they're going to be like, "What happened?"
The elf and on I the want... shelf. You're a bad boy.
What's the elf on the shelf?
It's just one of many things that are used to indoctrinate children into surveillance state. So you put a little elf on the shelf. It's probably, you know, made by kids in China for kids in America. And then you put it on the shelf and the elf's watching you all the time to see if you're good or bad.
Oh.
So
yeah. It's not actual surveillance elf, just getting kids used to the idea that you're being watched.
Who's to say?
Like Santa Claus. The whole idea behind Santa Claus.
Exactly. The original conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee Camp talked about this on Redacted tonight. Last night.
Redacted's a series?
Yes.
I just thought it was a movie. Hey, this is the Alien Brothers podcast. It's not a different one. So back to
this is the Alien Brothers podcast.
Okay, New York Times revelation regarding, I guess, the tipping. The only news that was in that article was that Luis Elizondo, the former head of the program, came forward on CNN or something saying, "Well, we found proof of some alien spacecraft and stuff, and you know it should be public." And because this program has been out of commission for 5 years, and that Harry Reid resigned last year. So that seemed to be the only news.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you look up Harry Reid net worth?
I'm sure it's very high. Do you want the precise digits?
But he only gets paid $100,000 a year. How could he make so much money? I don't know how much he gets.
I don't know what he did after retirement. I'm guessing he just retired, though. From the Senate. I'm sure he goes around and talks and makes like $50,000 per hour, at least.
For what?
To talk to rooms full of people. That's what politicians tend to do.
Is that what they get paid for?
$50,000 per appearance? That's pretty typical.
Is that what they're getting paid for?
No, they're getting paid to lend their image to some initiative or group.
So they're not being paid for anything that they're doing politically.
Yeah, I mean that would be a political action. Showing up to talk at some conference is lending your implicit support of it. All right. Harry Reid is worth only about three, according to opensecrets.org, which I know nothing about and do not know if it's legitimate in the least, $4.3 million. That's not much for a retired politician who spent as much time in the Senate as he did. Now, that's what this is reporting. A little over a million of that's in real estate, electronics, manufacturing, and equipment. I don't know what those are investments he made. His pension and other savings, $500,000. Amex Technology something. I don't know.
I was just curious. So he essentially worked like 430 years.
For 430 years.
What's 4.3 million divided by 100? Is that 40?
Are you asking me now to go look up the guy? Like, I don't know what his back. What is your point? Are you saying he's too rich for a civil servant?
I'm saying they're all too rich for civil servants. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's money being paid.
And there's money in the power.
There's money being paid for you to get played.
Okay, well,
this
true.
Is the Alien Brothers podcast.
That's Casper true. Redeker.
Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, he was in the Senate actually not that long, only 30 years.
So in the Senate.
What is there? I gotta add.
Not long in the Senate, Reid Harry was.
It's 5 terms. And of course, prior to that, he was a lawyer.
Okay.
And.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now I'm looking to see, like, if he had money as a from his family. Doesn't look like it.
This is the Alien Brothers podcast with Casper and Renegade.
So he was a lawyer, got into state politics, was a representative, and then a senator. So, what is your point?
I'm just saying there's money coming in. That's all I'm saying.
No shit.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what does that have to, was me reading about these aliens for no reason?
No.
Are we going to talk about whether we actually think there's alien life out there and that we're in contact with?
Yes, we will.
At the time of your choosing. when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we've started by slandering Harry Reid, retired American senator.
Deserves it.
And yes, as I believe we previously discussed, corrupt governance is a hallmark of imperial decline. So that's one of your touchstones there. Good job.
Can't wait to talk to Klaatu.
Good. Well, when this transitions to the Alien Brother and Klaatu podcast, things will be radically. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
So perhaps he will have insight into what your point is.
So to pivot from why I would care about how much Harry Reid, why would Casper care about how much money a politician has, right? Okay, don't answer that. Rhetorical.
It was a rhetorical question. Yeah. I took it as one.
Okay, cool. So Harry Reid was the only person that had knowledge of this program at the time it was going on, but he did not acknowledge the existence of it when it was going on. However, now that the New York Times has reported it, he now says, oh, yeah. So take that into account. I was introduced to this story by a very, very, very dear person in my life. And they said, hey, check this out. And at the time, I was cleaning my house feverishly. And I said, yeah, I'll check that out as soon as I'm done cleaning. So a little past midnight when I was done cleaning, I looked at...
What were you doing again?
Cleaning the house.
Okay.
Cleaning the house. When I was done, I looked at this New York Times story, reading it, just seeing the link, I saw New York Times and I was like, So I read it and I was kind of, they wanted to know what I thought. And I.
The person who recommended it to you.
Yeah. And I was hesitant to respond because.
Person's an alien.
Big surprise, I was skeptical of the New York Times' reporting. Big surprise. So, I see that there's quote evidence, quote unquote, but it seems very, very benign, very, very purposed, very, very limited. And my worry is why are they releasing this? Why are they releasing this now? What is the plan moving forward, right? If you're familiar with Stephen Greer and Unacknowledged, which is something you can check out on Netflix anytime, you'll know that something he warned about was a thing called Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam is essentially, I might be getting the name a little bit mixed up, but it's essentially...
I think it's Blue Book.
Blue Book, okay. If the empire starts to decline, which with the tax bill, with net neutrality, with all that going on, the empire's declining, with Bitcoin on the rise, the confidence in fiat currency is going down, as is the petrodollar. You've also got Pakistan moving off of the dollar, which will also tank it. So all of a sudden there's this there's alien disclosure, and I'm a little worried as to what that means. Going back to my point, Stephen Greer warned about Project Blue Book, which would be...
I just think it's Blue Book, but we'll find out for the show notes. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. What that would be a false flag alien invasion, where the government would use the technology that they've had for so many years, and quote unquote invade, act like aliens are invading. So that would be used to impose martial law and to take away everyone's rights and
more
of everyone's rights, and be kind of like the Patriot Act exponentially sized. So if you remember, so September 10th, Donald Rumsfeld says, hey, we're missing like a few trillion dollars from the Pentagon. Oh. And then September 11th happened, and everybody forgot about these missing trillions of dollars from the Pentagon. And where did that plane hit? Oh, it hit the records that they were had on those trillions of dollars. Okay. Coincidence, I guess. So then this New York Times report comes out, and they're talking about like millions of dollars, like 22 millions, 22 million.
My interpretation was that the budget for Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program was 22 million a year. A year was my interpretation. Mice nuts. A speck of dust. Yes. Right. A tip. Nothing.
A tip.
Because there's two A's. And just as a quick note, I mean, I viewed this maybe, and this feeds into the point you're making. I mean, this was not front page. This was an article in passing. I mean, in terms of the way it was written, its length, everything. This was by the way, here's this.
To the internet, I would say it was a pretty big story. It trended. It was on Fleet.
Okay, so is what you're working up to is that this is a little seeding of the petri dish in anticipation of the Empire declaring martial law under the auspices of an alien invasion.
Yes.
God, thank God, all my problems will be solved.
I guess you can hang out with Casper. He's got some room.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, they're going to need, you know, once martial law is declared, they're going to need, you know, people to join the death squads and stuff, you know, to put on the black masks. And I already have the mask, you know, and just give me a gun. I'll go round people up.
I'm just waiting for you to take it off.
Well, you know, as I think you know about me by now, I play long games and you'll never see them coming. Start, middle, and end games across the mini games I'm playing are I can't even keep track of them all.
As Casper plays checkers, Rudiger is playing 3D chess.
That's the inversion of that is actually closer to the truth. Okay. I'm playing more like Plants versus Zombies than like. I've gotten to the level where it goes from being fun to being utterly impossible, which is the worst.
You're playing Plants vs. Zombies 2, I presume.
Actually, Kelly's a big fan of that. I play Kingdom Rush. Actually, I'm not playing any games at the moment at all, period. Mobile or console.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Break the risk, walk away.
Yeah.
You got to break the risk, walk away.
The wrist. Is that what you said?
Break the wrist, walk away.
Break the wrist.
No. Oh, you break the hand, walk away.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I have. I don't remember that, but okay. That's okay.
All right. That's fine.
I remember it was just a vote for Pedro.
I think we should all vote for Pedro, if we're going to vote at all.
So your thought is that, okay, so this revelation, which is big, apparently.
It's big to the internet.
And it could be big because since I started my stop listening to mainstream media thing, I didn't even know that Mark Hamill came out yesterday and said, I hated the way they had me play Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi. To me, that's big. But this would also be big on the internets.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so this
is... They might be equally or...
You're putting this on par with Rumsfeld and the We're Missing the Money.
No, I'm tying,
you're saying,
I'm tying
you're, it you're, to you're, this. You're saying that they're playing the same role. There's the, this is happening.
I'm saying there's trillions of dollars unaccounted for from the Pentagon. Trillions, okay? Where does that money go? To black budget things, which are unconstitutional. If you watch Stephen Greer's movie Unacknowledged or his previous work, which was called something that starts with an S, I forget. But he talks about all these black budget ops. Sure. And so he essentially says that Bill Clinton invited him in and said, Bill Clinton was like, hey, I can't get any information. Like, mm-hmm. I can't find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, the head of the CIA brought in Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer came in and Bill Clinton was like, I can't find out what's going on. Can you talk? Can you kind of shed some light here?
Yeah.
Oh, Sirius. That was the name of his first one. Sirius, I think.
Like the star.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like the now defunct satellite radio station.
Yeah.
But so, and anyway, so Bill Clinton didn't know what's going on. So Stephen Greer did some high kicks. He reached out. He has contacts, you know, quote unquote contacts in the black budget ops and everything. And he called a good friend of his, and his good friend called a good friend of his that worked at a skunky works place or something. And his friend said, if you ever call me again about this program, XX program, I can never talk to you again. He was like, you do not call me about this.
So since Stephen Greer revealed this, I'm guessing that friend's not talking to him anymore.
Well, Stephen Greer said he relayed that story, but he left out whatever the project was called. But you get the gist.
Okay.
There are things that...
He was protecting his
anyone his in anyone in the IC or intelligence community will be aware that there are clearance levels way above what the president has.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So there are things that are unknown.
Some might say there are known knowns, known unknowns, unknown knowns, and unknown unknowns.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes. So this would be the regime to, this would be the climate in which to stage an alien invasion.
Absolutely.
And we're sitting here at this table.
The round table, or the oblong table.
Yeah.
Oblong.
So really, now that you've informed me of this, and I'm educated, we need to turn this house into a fortress. And we need to find massive, redundant... It's all coming together now. No. It's not by accident that you graciously purchased my computer so I could use it to pay off my debtors. The Alien Brothers podcasting data control facility needed to be here in the studio where you live, that's surrounded by instruments, including this amazing, bizarre little guitar next to me. And yes. Martial law is coming.
Yes.
But this structure is not ready for it.
But fortifications have begun. If you've looked at the holiday tree, that's just an example of the type of creativity and the type of...
It's an example of the creativity, and also somehow you got a headphone splitter into and out of the workings of a washing machine before this show.
And Casper's father would be so proud of him. I got in there deep.
Okay.
I had to take apart a dryer. Okay, so let me fill the listeners in on this little adventure. So sometimes you don't know how things work until you have to take them apart. And I learned that today. I learned how dryers work. As we were preparing for the podcast, I was looking for a headphone splitter so that we could equally hear our stuff with my limited recording device, the Presonus 22 VSL. And found the headphone splitter. And Rediger needed some clothes to be dried. So at the same time... Oh, that sounds like a fountain. So at the same time, I found my headphone splitter in the bottom of the house. And at the bottom of the house is also the dryer. So as I was transitioning clothes from the washer to the dryer, I was cleaning the lint thing collector and... I dropped the headphone splitter in the lint collector. So as soon as I found the headphone splitter, I lost it in the lint collector. So then there was a combination of, what did we have? We had hangers, we had wire hangers, we had magnets.
I love this story, by the way.
We had a vacuum cleaner. And so we tried all of
the magnets were my idea.
Yeah. Magnets. How do they work? Miracles.
Is that the name of that? Is that the name of the song that that's from?
No, oh, the Juggalos. That goes out to all the juggalos out there.
And if anyone who doesn't know, I'll let you get back to it about insane clown posse magnets. How do they work in miracles? Google it because it's a useful piece of just
internet
relatively memes. Recent internet. Memery. Yeah. Yeah. So go on. Tell us you were in the depths of combat. Yeah.
So I lost the headphone splitter in the dryer, and. I'm not a mechanic. I'm not a mechanical guy.
You're a mechanical man.
I was a mechanical boy. Today I became mechanical alien brother man. And so what I had to do after we decided that magnets and wire hangers and string and all of those good things were not going to cross the finish line.
Magnets could have worked.
If it
were magnetic.
No, we found that with the stereo headphone jack, it did not attract or it did not pick up from the magnet, so I don't think that would have worked. But so while
that's a good idea.
While Rediger was setting up the podcast 3.0 setup, Casper was taking apart the dryer. So took apart the dryer and got in there deep, did a deep reach. I felt the fan where the fan pulls and throws out the air to the outside from the heat.
Exhaust,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
I told you I'm not a mechanic.
Okay.
And took the old dryer apart. I felt the exhaust fan, felt it turning, and I said, all right, well, the fan's gonna turn or it's not gonna turn, right? So
it could turn poorly.
So what I did was I was like, oh, well, okay, I'm turning the fan. Nothing's coming out. All right, I'm just going to dry Rediger's clothes here, see what happens. So I plugged the, before working on any electronics, you should always unplug the electronic device.
But you didn't.
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you plugged it, unplugged it at the device?
I unplugged the dryer, yes.
I didn't know if you could unplug it there. I just know you didn't unplug it from the wall.
I did unplug it from the wall. You were not.
This is the Alien Brothers. Yeah, you're right.
This is the Alien Brothers podcast.
I was out of there by then. Okay.
You were, as I was explaining to the listeners while you were
getting this shit together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took apart the dryer. Felt the fan. It was turning. And then I said, okay, well, it's not the headphone jack's down there. And I found all my guitar picks and all the good hidden, all the real good, hard picks that I keep in pockets. And then I wash clothes. And now I find out where they end up.
It's like a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's miracles.
It's like you stuck your hand in a spinning fan and didn't lose any fingers.
Because I unplugged it.
Oh, so it wasn't really spinning too well at the time.
No, I was spinning it with my finger. Yeah.
Still could have cut it off.
No.
Okay. It was. Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Well, this is the Alien Brothers podcast, and Casper's about to wrap this up. Spinning the fan, and okay, nothing's holding up the fan. All right. So I was like, well, too bad. Lost the headphone splitter. Given up. Put it back together more or less, at least enough that it could dry some clothes. Plugged it back in, turn it on, and it went, and I said, bingo, because I knew what that meant. What that was, the headphone jack hitting the fan, the exhaust fan, and I said, oh yeah. So because I had not put it back together completely, I said, bingo. Took off the exhaust, back of the exhaust, got my hand back up in there.
Did you unplug it first?
Yes. I unplugged it again.
Good. We recommend unplugging devices before sticking your hands in them.
Yes. There are a lot of ways. Okay. So,
I mean, yeah. Mechanical device.
Okay. This is the Alien Brothers podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
This Christmas, so, give your family member the best gift possible.
A job. Anyway, got up in there and bingo, the headphone splitter was in the fan as I suspected. I pulled it out. I said, thank you, dryer. And I screamed, and I didn't scream.
Let me help here.
Okay.
For this part of it.
Okay.
There was this sound coming from downstairs that I couldn't figure out whether or not to respond to it or not. I was pretty confident it was victory yelling and self-congratulatory vocal embellishment, which I think it was. It didn't have that high-pitched, kind of urgent, not irrational sound as if something had been severed or there was uncontrolled bleeding. So I decided to stay up here and continue on. And yeah, it sounds like you were... It was, you know, you were down there going like, yeah, Casper's the man. I'm the man, and making other proclamations. You were feeling pretty good. Oh. And I have to say...
I didn't say, yeah, I'm a man. I said, oh, yeah. God, yes, I'm a man.
It was much more Hulk Hogan-ish than I presented. Randy Macho Man Savage than I presented. So, yeah.
I felt good.
I think these splitters are working probably better than ever before.
Yeah.
Not that I've used them before.
Been through the dryer. the lint chute.
We don't need to go into the question of how they got into the innards of the dryer.
The Lynch, the Lynch portion, which is separate from the main entry, the front entry to the dryer. The Lynch chute is a whole nother animal, as I found out. Today I found out how dryers work. And I also was able to educate Rudiger on Project Blue Book or Blue Beam.
Does that mean, does this mean that you're wrapping that up?
You said you wanted to make it a short one, and
you're wrapping up now. I think this needs to be a midpoint exploration, audio exploration, and then
I'm gonna have to take a break to
We'll take a break.
No, I'm gonna have to take a bio break.
That's fine. We can do that. Okay. But right now we need to get some tunes.
Down. You're gonna have to cut this down.
Getting that touch. Don't touch it. You don't touch it.
No feedback. No feedback.
Listeners, give the feedback, not you. Come on, man. What are you gonna? I'm gonna do my bio break.
Lost that money, ooh. Down on run sale, lost that money, ooh. Next thing you know, he's on the street. I don't know what I've been told, but that Project Blue Book is gonna make me blue. Walking down the street, I saw an invisible man. Walking down that street, I saw an invisible man. I just asked him what to do. He said, there's nothing that you can do. Because you go to talk to the congressman, but he's not care about you. Don't care about you. U.S. government's gonna use aliens as cover for their and all their sins. And talk to a man on the street, and you know he's feeling pretty beat. And I don't know just what I'm gonna do. And I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
Need to turn off the feedback if you're gonna react to the things you're gonna do. Okay, that's done. For now. Topic two.
Yeah.
Laid on me.
So we've established martial law is being declared.
Soon. It will soon be declared. It is our presumption of, if the New York Times is any indication of false news being spread to prepare us for war, I think we're ready.
So your position is that, excuse me, the New York Times is just a puppet mouthpiece of the empire, and it's just getting that information out there to seed to pre-program
the population,
to get people used to the elf on the shelf. So it'll be a little.
They'll be ready. They'll be prepared.
They'll be like, oh my God.
They'll be like, yeah,
I'll remember now the day the internet exploded.
Judy Miller, Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Utterly vague, meaningless, like almost like human interest piece about some little government program that suggested that there might be alien technology.
The only part that's significant about this whole thing is that it was in the New York Times.
Shit's in the New York Times. But why is this significant?
Because the status quo has always been, oh, you're crazy. Aliens? That's crazy. That's just crazy.
I have to take your word for it. I mean, I haven't done any research to see what the Times reports also, on and we, doesn't we report
even,
on. You know?
We didn't even touch on Tom DeLonge, and or did a little bit. The whole, if you watch, you can YouTube look up, which we'll put in the show notes, Tom DeLonge and his To the Stars Academy, his whole presentation there. You can also watch Tom DeLonge on his podcast with Joe Rogan. You can also watch people who study body language analyzing Tom DeLonge on his podcast with Joe Rogan and seeing how obvious it is that he is lost in the sauce. He is getting played big time.
So I guess to take it to the next phase of the conversation, when the aliens get here, what do you think they're going to look like?
There aren't going to be aliens. I hope the aliens help save us from the fake aliens.
Like, I was going to say like the aliens in a certain movie, but I realize some people probably haven't seen the movie.
I hear Greys are bad, but...
So, okay, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. So your premise is that this is all...
A false flag.
So the Empire can exert martial control over the street.
The
NWO. The New American World Order.
As
the NAWO.
As the first George Bush, with his first Iraq war, said, we want to establish a new world order.
I could have used that one in the clips segment we did. But sorry, go on. I guess that's not a movie. That was a speech.
Read my lips.
1,000 points of light.
I think that was that George Bush?
G.H.W. Bush. Dad. Daddy-o.
No, that's...
1,000 points of light was Herbert Walker.
Okay,
so no aliens, martial law.
Fake aliens.
Fake aliens.
Black budget.
So they're gonna dust off the props from the fake moon landing.
They're gonna resurrect Stanley Kubrick.
No, they don't. So are you saying that like Michael Bay's on board and
J.J. Abrams?
They're all on board. They're going to create the fake news. Of the War of the Worlds.
Yes.
And what's the long game for the Empire? What do they hope to achieve?
To expand power, have complete control, use all those FEMA camps they've been building. I mean, what's the point of having a big old FEMA camp if it's not full of people?
Mm-hmm. So to pull this off, they would have to seize the internet, net neutrality would presumably legally allow them to do.
Yeah.
Legally, and which is not the same thing as technically. So it would be legal for them to control communications, but pulling that off, I would argue, would be another matter. Now the government has massive power to shut down pieces of infrastructure.
Trillions of dollars.
Well, just raw, I mean, force, like blowing up power stations and stuff like that.
Military,
you know,
bases all over the world.
Yeah, but I guess my suggestion would be that given our current level of man on the street technological evolution, maintaining the fallacy that we're being invaded by aliens would not be sustainable for any real period of time.
I don't understand. Can you clarify? Because you first said that...
How could they sustain that fallacy?
You just said that they have the tremendous power.
Mm-hmm. But how do they sustain it long term?
They
would have to have an end.
Very little. It doesn't take much. Mm-hmm. You're already seeing things. Have we seen a video of Stephen Paddock in the casino yet?
Remind me what a Stephen Paddock is.
Vegas.
Oh, the guy who shot up Vegas.
supposedly.
I don't know.
There hasn't been a video released from Mandalay Bay. Yeah. When there are cameras everywhere in Vegas.
Not on guest room floors, though.
Okay.
But pretty much everywhere.
Would he not be entering and exiting? And how many guns and ammunition?
A lot, supposedly.
And yeah, so that was not caught on security footage? Or why is there... usually when someone robs a bank or something happens...
Something awesome, anyway. There's footage of it. So I'm just walking through the argument. So we are restricted in our access to see what is really going on and being told that we're under attack and that would be martial law, that would mean curfews, and then...
You better have your papers.
And then, okay, so that would mean police state, long-term police state, which is different from martial law.
A bigger police state than we have.
Okay, but so there's martial law, which is typically done outside of third world countries for emergency purposes.
Actually, martial law is technically part of the Patriot Act all along the borders of the United States. The Constitution does not apply.
Okay. Within our country, martial law. So, like, here would be typically under a state of emergency. And then after that, you'd have to go to police state.
Or just in a hotel to control, with a kid with a BB gun.
To control who can go to work and what you can do. And at some point, so is your argument that the internet never returns to normal, that travel never returns to normal, that the ability for people to communicate to each other in these places where these attacks are happening, supposedly, that we are put into a completely locked down state, and that's the government's goal, and that they can sustain that
if it comes to it. It's happened before in the not too distant past.
On 9/11, they grounded flights.
I'm talking about like 50 years ago. There were entire continents taken over. So, you know. If you fail to know your history, it's bound to be repeated.
Yeah, except for the people in this country, except for the immigrants that came from oppressive lands don't know that. I'm suggesting we would rise up. Then the question would be, you know, and then the unforced, then we pass, you know, to the veil that we can't see beyond.
Blood in the streets.
Yeah.
Well, a wise man once said, the ballot's dead, so a bullet's what I get.
So what are you going to do in preparation for this?
I'm going to continue.
Or have you just resigned yourself to this is the fate? Are you going to fight, or are you going to be a sheep led to the slaughter?
This is a question that is asked in the Clash's Guns of Brixton. Mm-hmm. When they kick down your front door, what you going to do?
Do you know what you're going to do?
Are you going to get shot down on the pavement or be waiting in death row? It's up to you.
Heady topics on the Alien Brothers podcast.
Happy holidays, everybody.
We look forward to the feedback.
Getting deep.
On the imminent
false flag alien invasion.
The imminent false alien invasion.
False flag alien invasion.
Any other topics for tonight?
No, I think we've filled everyone with holiday cheer and holiday spirit.
We've filled every nook, cranny, and orifice and hole. What I would like for Christmas, if I could wish for anything,
your two front teeth.
I would wish as much happiness as possible for everyone. It doesn't seem like we live in a world where world peace is very likely right now. Things do change, sometimes quite profoundly. And the future is, since we can't see past our own decisions, it's really unknowable to us.
One step at a time.
But as Casper said, we can be doomed to repeat our failures of our past if we don't remember them. I wish for as little suffering in the world as possible this holiday season. But not just for the holiday season, for every day. There are the parts of the world where suffering is imposed on people by regimes or as a matter of political or economic violence, or there are parts of the world where suffering is imposed individually on the person by them, by themselves. A wise being once said, if you always look to the future, not where you are and what you will doing, you'll never go anywhere. So maybe the best we can do this holiday season is live in the moment and tell the ones that we love them. I love you, Casper.
I love you, Rediger, and I love the Hacker Public Radio community and how sensitive and caring they've been. How they've made some high jumps to even get our shows up there because of our spans or divs or our intergalactic transmissions.
Not to mention that
penetrating the Van Allen belt.
Just not to mention that massive fundraising thing they did to get you that prosthetic leg.
Which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun kicks.
We should post a video of you walking now, because it's like normal step, then it's like loaded with power, and you go like 30 feet, and then it's like you walk.
Oh.
You know.
Hey, I got an idea for the next episode.
Do we want to dare share it on air? Is it as history changing as what we've discussed tonight?
We should wrap this one up. I'd like the way we ended with the song and everything.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Be good to yourself. Be good to the ones you love.
Treat other people as you would like to be treated.
That's the best. Forgiveness
is good. Learn from any mistakes you've made and just be a good person.
And try to forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself. It's not your fault.
Or maybe except when it is. In my case, I can't go with that one. But it is important to love yourself.
And love yourself.
as difficult as it is, learning to love yourself
is hard.
Is the greatest love in the of world. All. Peace, everybody.
Different types of love. Different types of love. Possible. Radiohead still got it. I saw him on Lollapalooza 2016. It was amazing.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.